Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome. What's up, friends? It's your boy, Degenerate Derek, your host. Welcome, Week 4 Pick Show. Shout out to you guys if you're listening to this, if you downloaded it, you're subscribed, all that good shit. I appreciate you. We're heading into Week 4. We're going to make Week 4 our bitch because we went 1-3-1 in Week 3, and I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it at all. I'm never happy about a losing weekend, and I definitely don't want to go back-to-back losing weekends. So we got to get our shit together, which I believe that I have. I got my boys Daniel's picks, even though, you know, Daniel fucking sucks, but he did go 4-1 last weekend, so maybe he is on to something. I got to get a bit of business taken care of first. Shout out to Twin Peaks, official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I'll actually be doing a live podcast October 12th, which is a Wednesday, from 11 to 1 at the Twin Peaks, the one off 151 and 410. Again, 11 to 1, October 12th. It's a Wednesday. I'm doing a live podcast there, Twin Peaks, the official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Big shout out to Carolina Teague. She came on last weekend's episode. She was awesome. I really do appreciate her. And go follow her on social. It's like Carolina Teague _ on Twitter. She's big on Twitter. She's big on Instagram. She's badass. She's been grinding the sports scene in San Antonio for a while now. I've seen her do her thing for a while. And so shout out to her. I appreciate her coming up here. I appreciate her coming on. She did a great job. So go follow her. She's got great takes. She's got great shows. Does great content. Big shout out. Big fan of Carolina. Have been for a long time. So again, thank you to her for coming on last week. Big shout out again, Twin Peaks. Make sure you come join me on my live podcast, okay? We got some work to do this week. We got to bounce back Week 4. Big game last night, Thursday Night Football. I'm sure everybody has their hot takes on Tua. Bill texts me, that's Tua concussions. Shout out to Bill for that text. That was fucking funny, but also, you know, same time rude, but very funny. but luckily, you know, it's we can laugh about it now because Tua's came out of the hospital and he, you know, seems to be in good spirits and all that stuff. People are questioning now the NFL and their protocols, concussion, this, that, and the other. You know, who knows? Who knows what will happen out of this? It didn't look like he suffered a back injury to me against the Bills. It looked like that was a head injury, just like everybody else feels. And this was people's worst fear going into this week, is that he would have another head injury. Unfortunately, he did, and it was very serious and very scary and, you know, people very critical about that just because of the emphasis on concussions and hitting the quarterback and all that. And so when this kind of thing happens, obviously, people are waiting to be critical about everything. The good thing is that Tua, you know, is already home from the hospital, was able to fly back with the team, and he is, you know, all good there. So because that was definitely a scary scene. Bengals, though, they took care of business against the Dolphins. They won that game pretty handily, 27-15. Bengals cover the 3.5. The game goes under. If you're an over or under better, something you want to keep an eye on, there's been 31 unders so far this season. Actually, that was 32. So I believe there's been 49 games, and 32 of them have went under. There's only been 17 overs on the year. Favorites are covering games. They've covered 20 games this year. Dogs have covered 26, and there's been 2 pushes. So that's where the trends are at so far this year. All right, again, favorites is 20, dogs is 26, 2 pushes. And in the over-under category, that's total on the game, there's been 17 overs and 32 unders. All right, so just keep that in mind when you're going into betting this weekend. But let's get into it. Let's get into who the picks are, where our money's at this weekend. Also, don't forget there's an early game Sunday morning, Vikings-Saints. That's a London game for those of you who don't. 8:30 a.m. kickoff. All right, let's get into Daniel's picks. He did go 4-1 last week. Let's give him the floor first.
Number 5.
Yes, Titans Titans plus three against the Colts. Colts win last week is a fucking fluke. And the Titans, Derrick Henry getting the ball. King Henry Rose. I got the Titans, Derrick. I got the Titans plus three for my number five pick.
Number four.
I got the Bills. The Bills, Derrick, they're going to bounce back. They had a terrible loss last weekend in Miami. The Bills are going to bounce back. Minus three. The Bills are taking on the Ravens. Nobody believes in the Ravens, the shitty Lamar Jacksons. I got the Bills minus three. Bills go Buffalo, go vote.
Number three.
I got the Lions. Arrgh! Lions minus four against the Seahawks. Earlier in the week, the Lions were minus six. Now it's down to minus four. I'm hopping all over them. Pete Carroll can suck a dick. Lions, Dan Campbell gonna drag his nuts all over Pete Carroll. Lions minus four. That's my pick.
Number two.
I got the Jaguars. Jaguars plus 6.5. They're going to take on the Eagles. Eagles' best team in the league until they face Trevor Lawrence. This is Jaguar time, baby. Plus 6.5. Jags are the best team in football. Or fourth best team in football. Jags plus 6.5. That's too big of a number for Philly to cover. Jags plus 6.5.
Number one.
My favorite pick is the Chiefs. Chiefs are going to bounce back after that humiliating loss against the Colts. They're going to take on Tom Brady, that cuck, that little bitch Tom Brady, and the Bucks. Bucks suck. Bucks look like shit against the Packers. Chiefs get revenge plus one. Sunday night football. Go Patrick Mahomes. I love him.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much. Appreciate you finally coming on the episode. You killed it. So quick recap. Daniel's got Titans plus three. Bills minus three, Lions minus four, Jaguars plus 6.5, and the Chiefs plus one. Daniel 7-8 on the season, and he did go 4-1 last weekend. So, you know, got to give him credit there. He did go 4-1, even though he didn't realize it again because he didn't know if he won the Broncos pick or not because he forgot what was plus and minus, and he just couldn't even read the board. So, but he did go 4-1. I'll give him credit. He did. That was awesome. Way to go, Daniel. Good job. All right, let's move into my picks. I did go 1-3-1 last weekend. Not so great, but I am 8-6-1 on the season. That is a winning record, so suck my dick.
Number five.
I got the Jets, the J-E-T-E Jets. Plus three, Zach Wilson's coming back. You know me, I'm a Jets mark. I've hit on them this year. I bet on them every year. I think they're a good against the spread team, even though they are 1-2 against the spread this year, so... The facts don't actually line up with what my analysis is. Zach Wilson come back, those Steelers again. I just don't believe in the Steelers without TJ Watt. I think he's that important. I think he's that big of a deal. Trubisky is terrible. And I don't know. I like the Jets in this spot. I really do. On the road, they get their quarterback back. I just don't see, if the Steelers do win, I don't see it by being more than 3 points. That's how bad I think the Steelers are without T.J. Watt. With T.J. Watt, I think the Steelers probably win this game by 10 just because I'm not sure that... I mean, that's just how good T.J. Watt is, and that's how much credit I give him. And, so I'm betting on the Jets plus three this weekend against the Steelers.
Number four.
I like the early Sunday morning game. I got the Vikings minus 2.5 on the road in London. Taking on the Saints. Reports are Jameis Winston's not going to play, and I believe Michael Thomas is not going to play. So that's a huge blow for the Saints. I think the Vikings, you know, Kirk Cousins seems like he would love that early Sunday morning game, you know, because he's like an old man. He's like bald. Like he's got to shine on a Sunday morning in London. You know, have some tea, throw four tutties. I love the Vikings in this spot. Saints to me are just, you know, especially if Jameis doesn't play or Michael. I mean, come on. Vikings minus 2.5 in London, early Sunday morning game. That's my pick.
Number three.
I got the Browns minus. Are they minus? Yeah, they're minus 1.5. Oh, yeah, they're minus 1.5 on the road taking on the Falcons. This just comes down to the run game. I just think the Browns run the football. Therefore, they could control the football game, especially against a team like the Falcons. I also think the Browns are just going to – their coaching is just superior to the Falcons. Falcons are 3-0 against the spread.
They're plus 1.5 here at home. I like the Browns to come in and probably win by, I don't know, 10, 15, 20. Should be a big win for the Browns. Easy win, I feel, for the Browns is incoming.
Number two.
I got the Giants. Giants are minus 3 at home taking on the Bears. This is just really a Bears look like the worst team I've ever seen. Football team. They did get the win last week against the Texans. I actually think they're, 2-1, actually? Yeah, because they beat San Francisco week one. But they have just looked completely... So week one, Trey Lance started for San Francisco, and it was a monsoon game. So it's just like things just bounced their way. Week two, I forget who they lost to. But it was, I think maybe the Bears. No, was it the Packers? Yeah, I think it was the Packers. Packers just destroyed them, made them look silly. And then last week against the Texans, they did get the victory, but the Texans made them look bad too because they are a bad football team. Giants aren't that great, but they're at home playing a team that can't throw the ball, and they're minus 3. I like the Giants to be able to run the ball and win by, I don't know, at least they win by a field goal. At worst, I believe in this game, I push. But I think I get the win. All right. Giants minus 3 at home taking on the Bears.
Number one.
My favorite pick of the weekend is Arizona. Plus 1.5 on the road taking on Carolina. Carolina's just a team that I know people are trying to tell me aren't as bad as it seems. But to me, it looks like they're a pretty bad football team. And I'm not sure this Matt Rhule guy can coach in the NFL. And that's pretty bad when I'm choosing Cliff Kingsbury over another coach, but I actually think Cliff Kingsbury is a bit of a better coach than Matt Rhule, which is insane. But I just think the Carolina team should be better than they are. And the thing that's holding them back the most, obviously Baker Mayfield's a problem, but I think their coaching is not very good. So I'm going to side with Arizona, Kyler Murray, plus 1.5 on the road taking on the Panthers. Again, so quick recap, my 5 picks that I'm betting on this weekend. Jets plus 3, Vikings minus 2.5, Browns minus 1.5, Giants minus 3, and Arizona plus 1.5. Those are my 5 picks for this weekend, week 4. I know this podcast is kind of short. It's Friday. I got a ton of shit I got to do. I got to get out of here. I wish you guys the best of luck. I'll be back Monday to recap this whole thing. And don't forget, once again, October 12th, it is a Wednesday. I will be at Twin Peaks, the one at 151 and 410. I'll be there from 11 to 1 doing a live Degenerate Derek podcast episode. That's October 12th, Twin Peaks, official sponsor of the podcast. I appreciate them. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Best of luck. Bet responsibly, all that bullshit.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.